President Biden gets rolled by OPEC, and he claims he was raised politically by Puerto Ricans. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and lots of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Happy
Hello.
Friday.
Oh, it's such a good day. This week has flown, has it not? I feel like it's flown.
I don't feel like it's flown.
No?
Oh, I don't. I don't actually feel that
really?
Way.
Oh, my
I do
gosh.
Not. It has okay. been just a regular week, in my view.
Really? I feel like it's just all of a sudden Friday's here. And I'm like, what the what? What the what? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about the week. It has been a weird weather week here in Indiana because it's been just unseasonably warm. But it is doing that thing where, like, how remember Indiana Springs and Falls, like how it's at, it's like 77 in the day, but in the morning it starts out it's like 30. This is what
yes,
it does.
I do.
So this
remember
is where
that.
We are.
Yeah, I
and
do.
And so one of the things that I have right next to me, in fact, I don't have it on, so I will just show it. Is
it's
this
the heater?
Hello.
Loved it.
Oh my God. This is the greatest thing. So you guys, this right here is an Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. And it just sits on my floor and it has this little remote control doodad where I can just turn it on whenever I need it. And it's got these buttons where you can see, you can shift the direction of the heat from side to side or up and down. Like it tilts up and down and it's so, it really warms up the whole room, which is so, so nice. I cannot live without this thing, especially once it actually does get cold here. It'll be on all the freaking time.
We love it. We in our office. Remember that? Oh my God. Yeah. It was the greatest. People walk in our office and be like, it is freaking hot in here. We're like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. The greatest.
It's getting hot in here.
So hot.
Yeah. We didn't take off all of our clothes, but.
No, we didn't.
The heat is amazing. And so highly, highly recommend them. These are from our friends at Eden Pure. You can get $50 off of the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater right now when you go to EdenPureDeals.com and you use code HOTCHICKS.
Somebody asked what the name of it, Hot Chicks, is this. I love that, Hot Chicks. That's the code, Hot Chicks. The name of the heater is the Gen 40. The Gen 40 is the name of the heater. Right.
So not EdenPure.com, EdenPureDeals.com. When you use code HOTCHICKS, you're going to get $50 off of their amazing little space heater doodad. So highly recommend you check those out.
Yes. And you guys, make sure that you are going to all of our socials. You can find all of our socials at chicksontheright.com/links. We have the cutest little pink link tree. It's so cute. So check out our link tree, chicksontheright.com/links.
All right. A few headlines to get to before we talk about Tucker and that interview that we need to get to. So a court has ruled that the DACA program for illegals, no new applications. That thing was totally unconstitutional. As we've known ever since Obama put the program in place, we have known that DACA is unconstitutional. You cannot do these kinds of things via executive order, which is exactly what Obama did. And so a court has finally decided, you know what? That's right. That is not okay. And so no new applicants. No. And so what did Biden do when that announcement came down? These MAGA Republicans are so evil. It's all MAGA Republicans' fault. I mean,
right.
You'd think that this one thing could contribute to the, to stopping this influx of illegals. One thing has finally gone in our favor, in the favor of people who favor legal immigration instead of illegal immigration.
In the favor, the favor of America.
Exactly.
I mean, it's the favor of the Constitution. It's the favor of America. It's the favor of the law. It's like, get a grip, dude. Yeah.
And other headlines. Yesterday, you guys, was a very violent day in the world.
I
saw all these headlines after our show yesterday about the Sikh family in California that got needlessly slaughtered, about the Thailand nursery.
The Thailand stuff. I know.
Oh,
it's like humanity. You just start questioning. I mean, I question humanity often, but yesterday was just an especially awful, awful day. Right.
And then the Vegas showgirls, you saw, and then just that psycho in front of the Wynn. Did you see that?
I did not see that. Oh my God. I didn't.
So you know how there's like the showgirls and the feathers and like all the things that are always walking the strip and people can like pay $5 to get your picture taken. And so some guy went up and said, I want my picture. And for whatever reason, they didn't want their picture with this guy. Maybe he wasn't willing to pay or something.
Yeah.
And so he just stabbed him. He just he's just started like a stabbing rampage, stabbed like four people, I think two died. I mean, it was out of control, just out of nowhere. And so,
and was it like a one of those? Was it just like a homeless dude? Was it like because there's so many homeless?
Was like a cook. I think he was employed. I don't think he was a homeless guy. I think he was just a lunatic. So,
oh my God, we have friends that are there right now. We have friends that are. Yeah, we have friends that are staying at the, well, there's, I don't want to say where they're staying, but they're down, they're on the strip right now. It's a family and she's doing like a speech, the little girl's doing a speech, but yeah, they're there right now. Oh my God. And it's their first time there. Can you imagine like it being your first time in Vegas and then that happens? Somebody said killed too. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just insane. The crime and just the humanity, the way that humanity has devolved into just a, like not seeing other people as humans.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it feels like is, it's just,
and nobody,
it's absolutely insane.
And nobody values life.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They don't see people as humans.
Right. And we're probably not talking about it today, but that thing that we saw yesterday with that rapper, who was rapping in front of the Planned Parenthood.
Oh, and God. I'd play it, but I'm sure we would get a copyright strike. It just makes me so enraged.
It's so absolutely vile and disgusting. You guys have probably seen it. If you haven't, you can Google it. But it's this rapper girl she's rapping about murder, about killing babies in front of a Planned Parenthood. And she flips off Jesus. She flips off Christ. I mean, it's just, you can't get any more vile than what that is. And it's just that. So, yeah. So between all the stuff that happened yesterday and then that video, you're just like, I'm going to go ahead and get up from my computer for a while and go outside. I'm going to go outside and just pet my cows.
God, I mean, people are just gross. I know some people were asking what happened in Thailand. Well, some psychopath in Thailand who or maybe he was a current policeman.
Cop.
It was a cop. And so he went on a rampage in a nursery and stabbed and shot kids. Like he just sliced up itty bitty kids that were just napping on their little mats, sliced up like teachers as well. Like 34 people died. I mean, it was absolutely the most brutal thing.
Right.
I just couldn't believe it. Like you just cannot believe that people are this demonic. I mean, it's just awful. And so I didn't want people to think, oh my God, I can't believe they're not covering that.
All
of this stuff happened like after our show yesterday. And so I thought, well, we should mention it this morning. And then the other big headline before we get to Kanye is, of course, all of this stuff came out of the Washington Post yesterday about how there are now potential charges against Hunter Biden that could be filed with respect to his lying on his application to get a gun and then on his taxes. Taxes were the other thing that he could face potential charges about. But like it would require the Department of Justice to actually press the charges. And I don't see that happening.
That's the thing. Right. I heard that yesterday and I just kept moving along.
Right.
Because
until I arrest him, I'm done.
Like who has faith in these agencies at this point? Does anybody have faith? I mean, am I the only one that's just like, no, but nothing's going to happen to this guy because there's a separate set of rules for Democrats and especially the children of these elite Democrats than there is for Republicans or conservatives. There's a complete different set of rules. They get to do whatever the hell they want. And then we don't. So nothing's going to happen. I mean, I know I'm disillusioned, but I'm not the only one.
Well, and it's true. Like, so if they did charge him, if they actually did the right thing and charged him, what they should be doing is actually investigating all of the business dealings, the overseas business dealings. That's where the charges should be filed about. But they're not even doing that. They won't even investigate that. And even if they did, Joe Biden has the power of the pardon. He could just be like, and, well, I don't care.
True. And they should be investigating like the money trail, because you know that, you know, Joe Biden was the one who said, you need to give me some of that money, because there's been, I mean, we've seen correspondence that's come out where it's, he wanted, you know, Hunter to give him part of the money, and Hunter was pissed off about it. Hunter was mad that he had to give his daddy part of his salary from those overseas dealings. So, you know, what, it's insanity. Nothing's happened, but nothing's going to happen. I mean, we're just, they're like the Clintons. They're untouchable, right? Nothing will happen.
Exactly. And then the last headline I wanted to just mention briefly, and then we'll get into the videos. Ben Sasse, Senator Ben Sasse, is expected to be resigning in December, because he apparently is tippy-tippy top of the consideration list to become the next University of Florida president. And so it is very, very likely that he will be resigning come the end of the year, which is, you know, he's not up for re-election this November. So he would be serving in the middle of a term, and then the governor would appoint a new Senate. It's not going to change the balance of the Senate, whatever that ends up being after November. But I thought it was worth mentioning that he may
leaving. So he'll be like kind of like a Mitch Daniels figure.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll, you know, maybe he'll sort of follow suit, because Mitch Daniels has done wonderful things at Purdue.
They didn't have a
tuition increase for years because of Mitch Daniels. So, you know, it's not a bad thing when, you know, conservatives get over in colleges, you know what I mean? That's not a bad thing. I mean, it's sad to see them get out of, you know, because I know that you wanted Mitch Daniels to be president.
Yeah, so I did.
That would have been president of the country. I mean, that would have been really nice. But if we can get more conservatives in, you know, on university campuses, that would be a good thing, right?
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, that it's a needed thing for sure. Okay. You watched the whole Kanye on Tucker Carlson.
Not the whole thing. I didn't watch the whole thing. I listened to the first, I listened to most of it, I think, but I had to go do something at the 15-minute mark. But I was riveted. I was in my car. I listened to as much of it as I could. And I was riveted by the conversation. He seemed very calm and I mean, dare I say normal?
Well, I would not dare to say that.
Really? I mean, it's like, because
he's normal at all.
It's like I think he has a little touch of the ADD. You know what I mean? Like,
he's touched by something.
Right. He's all over the place. He's kind of all over the place. But I like him. I've always liked Kanye.
It's impossible not to have some sense of affection for him. Right. And the fact that he will just say the things.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what makes him so unique and so different. And I thought it was really cool that Tucker decided to do a sit down with him. And they had a really good back and forth for sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tucker, at the very beginning, when he was introducing the segment, the interview that he'd obviously pre-recorded, he was telling people, you know, a lot of people out there say that Kanye is crazy. That is not the impression that we had after talking to him. But then he went on to say, you may feel differently. And so I think, you know, there's definitely parts of Kanye that are crazy. But when he is, when he's thoughtful and talks about the reason behind some of the things that he does, there's a whole lot of sense that he makes, a whole lot of sense. And so we'll get into some of those clips, because I think it's worth sharing. All right. So this first one, geez.
I'm here.
All right. It's just come back.
Yeah, my stupid camera just like decides to shut off every once in a while. I don't know what the deal is. Sorry, guys.
All right. So this very first one is kind of like the immediately out of the gate as Tucker introduced the segment, where he notices Kanye is wearing a lanyard from the recent fashion show that he was just at. And here is the explanation.
So you just came from Paris Fashion Week. You just landed and you have a lanyard still on from it. And there's a photograph on it. What is that?
It's a photograph of a baby's ultrasound.
Why is that? And that you designed that?
Yes.
Why? What does that mean?
It just represents life. I'm pro-life.
Boy, so you wear it on a badge. What kind of response do you get? And good, amen. I agree.
I don't care about people's responses. I care about the fact that there's more black babies being aborted than born in New York City at this point. that 50% of black death in America is abortion. So I really don't care about people's responses. I perform for an audience of one, and that's God.
I'm sorry. I'm starting to see why they want to make you be quiet. When did you start to feel this way? When did you start to realize this?
I really felt like, I think I started to really feel this need to express myself on another level when Trump was running for office and I liked him.
Yes.
And every single person in Hollywood, from my ex-wife to my mother-in-law to my manager at that time to, you know, my so-called friends slash handlers around me told me, like, if I said that I like Trump, that my career would be over, that my life would be over. They said stuff like people get killed for wearing a hat like that. They threatened my life. They put my life. They basically said that I would be killed for wearing the hat. I had someone call me last night and said anybody wearing a White Lives Matter shirt is going to be greenlit, and that means that they're going to beat them up if they wear it. And I'm like, you know, okay, green light me then.
So there was a lot to unpack there, but I mean, what, you can't argue with any of that, right?
No. I mean, and he even, I don't know, you have a couple more clips of him, mm-hmm. but he does answer questions like where he goes off in tangents, but he has so much to say, you know?
It's so, like, it must be exhausting to be his brain, because
right.
you can just tell that the circles are spinning like crazy. Mm-hmm.
And he's not had a lot of opportunity to say things, because
right.
I think he's in a position where, like, people will see him and he does push buttons. Right. I mean, let's just get real. In the position that he's in, he does that on purpose. I believe that he does. He pushes buttons on purpose because he can. Okay. And he does it for a reason, I think, sometimes. Sometimes he does it probably just because he just wants to get a rise out of people.
Right.
But he has not had a lot of opportunities to get out there, like in that forum where he was with Tucker, where he can sit down and say, okay, now here's my story. Because mm-hmm. because the media, and he talked about the media too, but the media will take what he does and then they'll run with it and they'll say, this is what Kanye meant. You know,
right.
we've done it. We've done that because he's not said otherwise. So we've had to decipher, what did he mean by that? And so people will take what he says and they'll say, this is what he meant. When in fact, it's probably not what he meant at all. And so it was nice to hear him talk about what he actually meant by things and go off and literally, you know, say, this is what I meant by XYZ.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate that.
And good on Tucker for giving him the platform to do it. Right.
Totally.
I wanted to make sure to thank Shannon. Shannon says, wanting to thank you ladies for being my morning heroes. Oh my God. And say happy birthday to my best friend, Christopher. Thank you, Shannon. And happy birthday to Christopher. Wanted to remind everybody, because I have not had a chance yet to plant my new bushes that I got from fastgrowingtrees.com, but I'm so excited to put them in front of my little front brick wall. And I know you have had an issue with cows.
I'm getting yuccas. I have to get 2 yuccas. In fact, I'm ordering them this weekend because my cows, I had 2 yuccas before we put up a fence in the front. We had to put up a fence, you guys, because the cows were basically walking right up to the front door and like, they were like, hello, hello. And not only were they like, hello, and then pooping on our front porch, but they were eating all of our yuccas. I didn't realize that cows ate yuccas, but they eat everything. They eat everything. And Mog, before we got on, she was like, doesn't that like hurt them? And I'm like, no, because they're alive. I mean, they're apparently okay. So I have to order like new yuccas.
Well, and you can on fastgrowingtrees.com. Yep. And no matter what area of the country you're from, this is my favorite thing about fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks, by the way. My favorite thing about them is because you can just say, here is the part of the country I'm from. And they then put you in a region. And then based on that region, they tell you, hey, here are the flowering trees or plants that are going to work best where you live in your climate. Here are the bushes. Here are the fruit trees that may or may not grow in your area. So you know you're not going to buy something that's not suitable for your particular region where you live. And then what's nice about it is that once you figure out your region, then you have like a gajillion choices, because of course they are one of the largest online nurseries like ever. And so they make it so easy to figure out what's going to work best in your area. And then when they ship you whatever it is that you order, whether it's a small tree or a bush or a flowering plant or whatever, they ship it so well and with such specific instructions about how to plant it, how to get it to grow the most effectively. They just make everything so easy, especially for someone who is utterly the worst person around plants ever. And that would be me. And I don't think you're right, but I think you're pretty close behind me on that.
Yeah, I'm bad at plants. Like, I'm really bad at plants. But I have two rose bushes that I bought from them a couple years ago, and they're still alive, which is
look
a
at
miracle.
You go.
It's a miracle. I mean, I barely do anything to those, and they're still alive. Crazy.
They're amazing. Yeah. And highly recommend that you check them out. Fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks. You can get 15% off of your whole entire order right now through the 15th. So if you've been thinking about wanting to get indoor or outdoor plants, now's the time, because you can get 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks.
And then make sure you check out our website, chicksontheright.com. People are writing there. We have great, great writers. All of them happen to be female. Not that that matters, but we have great writers, including the two of us. We write there a lot every day. I mean, Mock and I, just the two of us, put up like 6 posts a day. And so, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. You guys should be bookmarking it, checking it out. So definitely do that. Chicks on the Right.
Oh, and can I just point of personal privilege, bring attention to a post that I did about the scammer that I had the back and forth with?
Yes.
That was so fun. You guys, I wrote back to a scammer who was like, it was so much fun. And like, Daisy's like, why do you entertain these people? And I'm like, I live for hate mail and like fun mail like this, right? Like the kind of thing where you just learn about what makes people tick. So I wrote the whole experience. I put screenshots of the entire conversation that I had with the scammer. So you should definitely check out our website for stories like that and much more. Okay, back to Yay. This clip that you're going to hear is when he's talking about his parents, and he specifically starts talking about his mom, who he says was liberal because she was in Hollywood. She was an actress. And so the difference between his mom and his dad is interesting, and he talks about that here.
Was an actress, so she was a liberal. And my dad would see certain things and say, you know, we should do it this way, we should do it that way. And the people got around my mom and pulled her away, much like, you know, Kim is a Christian, but she has people who want her to go to Interview Magazine and put her ass out while she's a 40-something-year-old multi-billionaire with 4 black children. And this is how fashion wants to, how they want to present her. So I know you give these questions, and I give you like these 3-part answers. Is this a cool format for you?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, cool.
And I am following it.
All right.
So you said that your father said when he saw the shirt, White Lives Matter, it's great to see a black man stating the obvious. So by which I think you meant that's obviously true.
Yeah, that my favorite response, because I kept on thinking, like, you know, people, they're looking for an explanation, and people say, well, as an artist, you don't have to give an explanation, but as a leader, you do.
Yes, I think that's right.
So the answer to why I wrote White Lives Matter on a shirt is because they do.
I love that. Yeah. I freaking love that.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. And that's the thing, is that they were, you know, there was another part of that interview where, you know, people just ran with they were so mad. They were so angry at him for putting that on a shirt, but nobody asked him why. They just, again, with the media runs with it, and they get so pissed off that he has White Lives Matter on a shirt, but nobody just went up to him and said, so why did you do that? Mm. You know what I mean?
They just ran with the assumptions and like made up their own. And actually I have a clip, we'll get to it in just a minute, of him on a different talk show explaining that further, explaining why he did that further. And he doesn't do it directly, but in an indirect way, he calls out white women that were jumping on the BLM train in the height of, you know, the summer of 2020. He doesn't say that specifically, but he does call them out. And I love the way he does it. So we'll show that in just a second. But first, more with Tucker. This is when they are talking about Lizzo, who, if you haven't seen a picture of Lizzo and you don't know her aside from her music, which is great, I love it. She is a very large woman. And she, part of her fame has to do with the fact that she has promoted, you know, body positivity and like love yourself no matter the size, blah, blah, blah. And so she's contributed and been a part of this culture, which really pushes obesity as an alternate way of living a healthy lifestyle, which of course rational people know that that's not true at all. And so Tucker and Kanye talked about that a little bit, and here that is.
This also?
Yeah.
Why do you think they would want to promote unhealthiness among the population?
It's a genocide of the black race. They want to kill us in any way they can. Planned Parenthood was made by Margaret Sanger, a known eugenics, with the KKK. And I believe that if we saw ourselves as more, if we saw ourselves as a people and not a race, then we would treat our people better. Like if you go to a Jewish person and you say a race, it almost gets confusing. It'll cut you off quickly and say, we're not a race, we're a people. Well, our people are supposed to just say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Okay, well, what about, do you own the land that you're living in? Do you own, is the contract even in a language that's even possibly understandable?
Right.
You know, for your heritage, you know? And in America, we as blacks will like down each other on how good we speak. But we're speaking English. There's nothing whiter than English. We're not in our native tongue, actually. So we judge each other on white goal lines, not based on exactly what our culture is based on.
He lost me about midway through that.
Yeah, I was a little lost there too. Yeah. Because the thing is,
I think he's still, there's a lot going on and maybe he's not particularly good at articulating or getting it all out. And that was one of those times where I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I started thinking, but we're all American, right? So what? Yeah. Cause then he starts thinking in the prism only of race.
Yeah.
Really? In the prism of blackness. That's where he was thinking. So he still remains kind of all over the place. I mean, he's there. I don't know that you're right. I was a little lost there too.
Yeah. Well, and even when he talked about, you know, how fashion wants Kim to put her ass out, right? Like he said that part in that one clip, even though she is a multi-billionaire with four black children, but he doesn't actually think back to why she's a multi-billionaire. It's because of her ass. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
So I get that, right? You know, he's the father of their children and he wants her to put all that away now, but he cannot deny that that is how she became a multi-billionaire.
Right.
So, you know, I don't.
And part of the reason he's attracted to her, I would imagine, is because of her ass.
Right.
I mean, let's face it. It's like she's a beautiful woman. And I would imagine that part of the reason that they got together is because of the mystique of the Kardashian name and then who she is as a person and a brand. I mean, you are attracted to that, dude.
And he dressed her. He, you know, a lot of what she did when they were married was just as naked as she is now.
Yeah.
I think now, you know, he has changed and he hasn't. And he's just decided that she should too, because mm-hmm. she's a mom, because she's in her 40s, whatever the reason.
And he's a
right,
dad.
And he's a dad and he doesn't like it now. But I mean, that's the part that I'm just like, come on, Kanye, let's put the pieces together. So he says some of these right things, but then I'm just like, okay, but that's not the whole picture. So that's the part where I appreciate him so much for saying the things, but also I think everyone needs to, because I see a lot of people on Twitter like, Kanye's the greatest. Oh my God. He's like super conservative Trump guy. Okay. But like, let's just be honest about the whole of Kanye. And I think that's where people can just get so carried away. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
About like they just grasp onto some things that he says without taking it all into account. Now, I didn't know that goes
for everybody. We have that problem with everybody. You know, everybody gets so excited about this, about one person, and they're like, oh my God, he's so great.
Right.
Like, yeah, he's cool. Yeah, he's cool. It's fine. Just don't deify him. Okay. Nobody deify him.
Exactly. Now, I did not know that Jared Kushner, because I haven't paid a lot of attention to Jared's family, but Jared Kushner has a brother who apparently owns, his name is Josh Kushner, and Josh owns 10% of Skims, Kim Kardashian's Spanx line. Yeah, I did not know that. And Kanye is not a fan. Like, Kanye does not like that. And he said some stuff about both of the Kushners. I don't have the part about Jared, but I can tell you about it. But here's what he said about Josh.
When I sit across the table from a Josh Kushner, and he just feels so entitled to that idea. And this person has never brought anything of value other than so-called being a good venture capitalist. I have a major issue with that. And it makes me feel like they weren't serving my boy, Trump, the way we could have, because, you know, Trump wanted nothing but the best for this country. And it doesn't, like, Moses stuttered and saying God is not always going to bring the most perfect personality. A lot of times the most fake people, their job is talking and making people feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, and the realest people are going to make you feel uncomfortable at first.
I thought that was a cool thing that he said about Trump.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, exactly. Because it's like they're real and they're going to say things that are going to make you feel kind of icky. Oh, God, right. Why are you saying that out loud? Oh, no. Well, because it's true. It's true. That's why we're saying it out loud. Yeah.
Right.
I wonder if Kushner's brother is a little bit more masculine than him. Just putting that out there. I've never seen a picture.
I looked at some pictures and I would say the answer to that is no.
No? Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Same breeding.
I think they both
all
look
right.
They're very soft.
And squishy.
Men.
Very
a little squishy. Yeah.
Tall, but squishy.
And Kanye said about Jared that he thinks that the whole, because, you know, there's a lot of talk about how Jared doesn't get enough credit for the Israel and Arab nation peace deals that he made under Trump's administration. And Kanye says that they were all about money. He's like, I don't know that he should get credit for peace. He did it to make money. And I don't know if I agree with him on that. Because I think serious progress was made when it came to relations of Israel and other Arab nations. Mm-hmm. I think that was hugely, hugely important. And so it's not like Jared Kushner was hurting for money and thought, I better do a peace deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think that was good for the world. And so I don't know. There's, you know, again, there's going to be things that I agree with Kanye about and things I don't. The last clip I wanted to show of him is on a whole other talk show. I don't know who this interviewer is. It's somebody in France. But he went a little bit deeper, as I mentioned earlier, he went a little bit deeper into that whole, why did you do the White Lives Matter thing? And I loved this answer.
Did you want it to express when you do the White Lives Matter t-shirts?
You know, at a certain point, it felt like I saw white people wearing shirts that said Black Lives Matter, like they were doing me such a favor by having a t-shirt that reminded me that my life mattered, like I didn't already know that. So I thought I returned the favor.
Yeah, white women in the suburbs.
Right?
That's with so like the, who he was with directing the circle that around, it will circle around your face on Facebook. God, it really was kind of condescending, wasn't it? I used
right?
to, those, and we, did you not know like a gajillion white women in your Facebook feed that did that? And they're like, I'm doing something really great. I'm so awesome. Yeah. I just wanted to punch all those chicks in the face. God,
same.
How many of those women did you know from high school that did that? And they were like, if you don't do it, then you don't like black people.
Right.
Really?
I'm such an ally.
Okay, Karen. God.
I know. Just nauseating. Loved it. Okay, so moving on. There was a moment you probably heard yesterday, the day before, where OPEC was like, sorry, Joe, I know you came and fist bumped the Saudi prince, but we're going to go ahead and reduce supply of oil. So good luck, America. Good luck, everybody, really. So
really
it was a
good
huge
at making
blow.
Deals. Really good at making deals.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was a huge blow, obviously. And so Joe Biden was asked about that outside by a bunch of press people. And then for some reason that I cannot explain, he does this weird, like, teasy walk backwards as they're asking him questions.
Is it like the Axl Rose? Is it like Axl Rose? Remember in Guns N' Roses?
No, it's more of a, I do remember the snake
remember?
Move. Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to creep me out like crazy. But no, it's not
dance.
Like that. It's just like, he's got this weird smile on his face. Like he's just asked everybody to pull his finger. It's like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm going to show it to you. Uh-huh. And so you'll see what I'm talking about. Watch.
But it is a disappointment. And it says that there are problems.
Are you
I just crapped my pants. I just sharted.
What is
gotta
that?
Gotta go, everybody. Gotta go. Gotta change them. Gotta change my Depends. Get them out of here.
Why is he so weird?
He's so freaking weird. He's so weird. And he's basically going to like get us into a nuclear war. I can't with this guy. I hope everybody's getting all the, everybody start buying food. Just start buying it. And ammo.
Well, yeah. And you know, we keep just sending just crap tons of money and weaponry to Ukraine. I mean, so much money has gone to Ukraine. I don't know. And now friggin' Zelensky is on tape saying, hey, NATO, you need to do a preemptive strike on Russia so they know that we mean business and they better not nuke everybody. He's crazy. Like, I cannot believe that we're still continuing to give this guy money. He's becoming insane and unhinged, and the world is becoming more dangerous because of him. And so now, in the midst of all that, you know we're broke. You talk about how we're broke all the time. Gas prices are now going to go skyrocketing. And so what is our taxpayer money being spent on? Let me just let Secretary Yellen tell you.
To advance this objective, Treasury is announcing a new nearly $1 billion contribution to the Clean Technology Fund. And the Biden administration remains committed to boosting international climate financing to over $11 billion by 2024.
Oh my God.
We're stapling
money to the clouds. We're just stapling money to the clouds. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Money we don't have. We're just stapling to the clouds. Look, and then our reserves are they're like so dwindling. Right. Nobody cares. It's insane. And they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
It's all with purpose on purpose. These people are trying to ruin our country from within. They want to make us all dependent on them. They're trying to turn us in. I don't care. I'll say it out loud. They're trying to turn us into some sort of like commie socialist regime. That's what they want, you guys. It's on purpose.
It's so just infuriating. I mean, every time I hear about them spending more, I just cannot believe it. Like, where is this all going to come from? It doesn't just magically fall from the sky. Uh-uh. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's terrifying. I am freaking out about this new thing I learned about Master Spa Swim Spas. So Master Spas, and you know them because they're like the biggest name in hot tubs, like in the entire world, like internationally, they are the leading hot tub manufacturer, swim spa manufacturer. Everything's made in the United States. They're amazing. So we have this landing page now, right? And I'm going to share my screen because I want you to see it. When you go to masterspas.com/chicks, you get to this page, right? So what you're looking at right there is a picture of one of their swim spas, which is essentially like a pool, okay? Except that it has a current that you can exercise against. You can swim or run against it. It still has all the jets of a hot tub. But then, you guys, this is why we were late, because I was completely freaking out about this. Okay, so scroll down. You're going to see our happy little faces, right? But then, look, you can row. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I saw the rowing. Yeah, the rowing is pretty cool. Because we actually thought about getting a rowing machine, but we were like, God, just to row is kind of expensive. Those rowing machines are too expensive, because that's all you do is row on the rowing machines. So like, but I would do the swim spa, because you can swim, you know, you can like have leisure time in there. You can swim against the current. You can row. Yeah, there's all sorts. You can, I mean, it's obviously like a little bit more. You can do a lot more stuff in a swim spa.
Oh my God.
Plus like a little pool. Plus it's a hot tub. You know what I mean? There's all sorts of stuff you can do in there. So
that's amazing.
It is.
I'm sorry,
but
that I did not know that part. Like I knew about the swim spa and like the cool stuff it can do already. Ah, geez. She just disappeared.
Why does it
guys?
Keep doing that?
You're there. Oh, I can hear you.
I know.
You just need to like,
I'll come
there
back.
You are.
I don't know why it keeps doing that. My camera is acting up today. I'm sorry, you guys.
Anyway, I knew about like most of the things, but the rowing thing is a whole brand new thing. And so very, very excited. I wanted to make sure to share that with everybody and remind you that if you're interested in looking at a swim spa at a retailer near you, or if you've been a long time thinking about getting a hot tub because it's fall, this is like the best time. Any time is great for hot tubs, right? They're year round, especially in the summer. I like using them as dipping pools because you turn down the temperature and then you have your own little dipping pool. It's They're amazing for year-round stuff. So you can get a coupon when you go to masterspas.com/chicks. You can get yourself $1,000 off of the swim spa or $500 off of any of their hot tubs. If you just fill out the little form, they'll send you the coupon and you will be all set. And you can start to row if you
want. And the best part is you never have to leave home, which is my favorite thing.
You never have to leave home.
I don't like leaving my house.
Everybody wants to come to your house.
You can all come to my house. You guys can come to my house, but I don't like leaving my house.
All right. I hate to like switch gears like that when we've just been like all doom and gloomy, but you have some whack.
The sky is falling. Okay, you guys, this is the wackest whack ever. Okay, so my our boy met his wife on Tinder. It was several years ago. So when I read the story, I was like, God, I'm so glad that I don't have to be on a thing like Tinder, because this chick is so whack. You can show her a picture, but okay. So here's the deal. This chick, this crazy biatch, she's a Colorado woman. Okay. She's been arrested, but what happened was she and this dude, they got together on Tinder. She said, okay, we'll come over to my house or my apartment. We'll have a date. So he shows up. She immediately performs, I hope there are no kids in the room. She immediately performs oral sex on him on the couch. Okay. And then she used duct tape to bind his feet and hands, which the dude was like, that sounds okay. It's a little bit odd, but he consented to it. Okay. Yep. So, and then things took a turn apparently when she brought out a kitchen knife and demanded that he go into her bedroom. And so he was like, all right, I'll go ahead and do
Pinky,
that.
Since but I'm down.
Right. Exactly. So he goes into the bedroom and then he was afraid that she was going to harm him, obviously, with the knife. So he obeyed and he got into her bed. She climbed on top of him and proceeded to use the knife to cut his shoulder. Okay. Then she choked him repeatedly. And she would choke him, check for a pulse, choke him, check for a pulse. And she choked him with a belt. Choked him with her hands, and then she would, you know, check for a pulse. I mean, this went on for a little bit. And then finally she was like, I'm hungry. I'm going to order DoorDash. but here's the thing. Don't scream. Like if you scream when I order my DoorDash, when the DoorDash guy comes at the door, I'll kill you. So he didn't. I mean, he obliged with all of her demands. And so finally, the chick, she's so whack. She ate her DoorDash while he's like in the bed tied up, right? And so she eats her DoorDash. And then when she's done eating, she comes in, cuddles up next to him, goes to sleep. Finally, no. When she goes to sleep, he's like, I'm out of here. So he escapes when she goes to sleep. He's naked, runs outside, gets like flags down cops, and then he's okay. Like he's all right. But the fact the fact that he escapes from this crazy, like, just don't. I wouldn't use Tinder, you guys. Like, meet somebody. Right. I mean, they arrested her, but can you imagine? Like, she's eating DoorDash, and you're in there in the bed going, "I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die.
Oh my god,
today." Like,
what a mind screw, man.
Probably 14 times during that whole ordeal, he was like, "I'm gonna die." Because I would have swiped right or whatever. I guess you swipe right. Is that the yes? I think that's the yes. Yeah, it's not worth it.
Remember
when we
whack.
Just used to meet people like, I don't know, at the library.
Through other people, through friends.
Or at work.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So that's your
which reminds me, and I see some people making that obviously our commenters are on the same track of mind I am. There's a lot of hullabaloo right now about the new Netflix special on Jeffrey Dahmer, which apparently is so horrific in terms of the what's the word when they show you all the thing graphic in terms of how graphic it is.
I would
that,
yeah.
Like people, cause I think it's like 10 episodes long and people are checking out after the first one because they just can't. It's that horrible. We know the real story and we know it really happened, but apparently it's so graphic, but also it's become like the most watched thing ever on Netflix. So people like it, but then there's other people that just can't stomach it. I would be one of those people that I couldn't do it. I don't think
I have no interest in that whatsoever, because I feel, first of all, I just don't want to, I have no interest in watching that kind of garbage, but the families, I feel so bad for the families, like the having to relive that. I mean, just put it to bed. Somebody's profiting off of that. You know, it's like, just put it to bed. That guy, gross. I have no interest in that whatsoever. You know what I have an interest in? American Gigolo. Such a great show. That's kind of fun to watch. Basically because I like the lead guy in that, John something. What is that dude's name? I can't remember his name. He's been in so much stuff. He's been in Fury. He's been in The Accountant. He's like this somebody actor. I don't know his name, but he's been in so many things. He's kind of cute. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about? John something. I can't remember his name.
Somebody
may
say
know
it.
His name. Somebody will say his name.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's you can't watch it around kids. American Gigolo. You know what I'm talking about, Luke? Luke knows what I'm talking about. I don't know his name.
Schneider? John, is it something?
It's
Schneider?
Not John Schneider, you guys. That's
okay. Somebody said Schneider, and I don't know because I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
So.
No,
Senna, John Cena or
John
Senna?
Bernthal. Thank you. Bernthal. Thank you, Melissa Batchin. Bernthal. John Bernthal.
No,
yes.
Not Stamos.
It's not Stamos. It's too old. Anyways, but the no, Dahmer, no. I have no. I don't like anything horror.
I don't really like horror. Either.
I don't want any part of that. We've got enough horror in everyday life
that we
talk about.
Yesterday was a perfect example. All those horror shows that happen in real life.
I don't have any interest in that. Everybody bring it in. Bring it in. Are you going to bring it in? Come on.
Bring it in, Cash.
He is so lazy.
He probably
is. So lazy. He's not getting up. Somebody said I should get a panther. I think that would be.
You should.
I feel like they'd eat our cows, don't they? Aren't they predators? What do they eat?
Do they eat cows? The dog could maybe take him.
Are you coming up or what? He is not getting up, you guys. He doesn't care.
I feel like the cows could take him.
Do you guys think cows could take a panther?
Well, I mean, maybe multiple cows could take a panther.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know. We'll have to look that up. But anyways, so happy birthday to Cash. You guys have a fantastic weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday.
The GOP has momentum in the battle for the Senate, but will Georgia change that calculation? President Biden gets rolled by OPEC, and Biden claims he was raised politically by Puerto Ricans. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.